I'm just here.
I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Did you just say he's the next me?
He did.
Because now I'm...
Welcome, everybody, to Studio 76, the post show. We're back.
Wow, we have got loads of energy.
You didn't think that we'd be back because we did not do a post show for last time.
Yep.
Today is February 24th, and the live show, my goodness, was more chaotic than usual for some reason.
What was your favorite piece of content on that, on the live show? The comment show was fun.
Comment show was
that
good.
Was really that fun was to make.
Really fun.
The petition was hilarious, though.
Petition one, what?
The petition one was really funny.
Yeah. That is probably the one I like the most. That one just like
was not happy.
Well, no.
She was like, my name is all over that clipboard.
That was why she wasn't happy. Yeah. The content itself, she was fine with. It was just the fact that her clipboard is being used for the video. That was really.
By the way, she doesn't attach herself to any of these petitions.
Yeah. You get well. What should have happened?
Also, none of these petitions are real petitions.
Yeah. Petitions.
We're just covering
around. I got like 15 phone numbers. So
bases.
That's a win.
I said bases.
Oh my gosh.
I ripped it all up. So
yeah.
If you're worried that I'm gonna call you, don't be.
Shred it. Burn it.
He's not. I am.
I think we should have given him. We should have like texted him and be like, come to the cat cave if you want.
So let's
candy. Yeah,
let's go through the live show first with pre-production.
Okay,
what went wrong there? I remember sitting in that chair and the order of operations kept switching on me.
Oh, that's not what that's not what pre-production is. But all right,
that's preparation for
production.
Yeah.
Pre-production is
so it's something that happens
scripting.
Before the production.
Storyboarding.
It's pre-production.
No.
But no, that was my fault too, because I was running the teleprompter and just kept getting different answers.
Yeah, it was
because of that quiz, because we were having such a hard time with it.
It was going to be a comment show
and it was
quiz interview quiz.
Yeah, and
the last thing.
Well, it was like the first thing was
something got cut, and then the interview, the quiz was first, and then everything else.
Quiz should have been
last.
Two separate videos.
Yeah,
and
I think it was
so I didn't have to pause because I was running the switchboard, and that's
it was honestly a whole mess. But we got it figured out.
We did
to the point where it would work.
The what did you guys think of the gimmick?
Your Star Wars gimmick?
Star Wars gimmick, yeah.
It was good.
It was good?
Yeah. I think it was nice and subtle. It's like the pile of cheese and the pulling dynamite.
Yeah. The funniest part, though, is when you put the sunglasses on, I was sitting there going, he's not going to be able to read the teleprompter. He's not going to be able to see that.
That was the funniest part, though, because you were just reading the question. You're like...
There was
all these questions,
like
I'm like,
anti-reading glasses.
Why are...
Yeah. One of the words was, chemograph, is that what it was called? What was it?
Chemograph
yeah.
or something like that.
I pulled that word up and I looked it back at me and I went, he's not going to be able to pronounce this word.
I pronounced it correctly.
You did? No, you
Dude,
did.
I can pronounce pretty much anything. I'm good at that.
I'm not.
Because I know how to read.
I'm
so
not.
You're saying if I look up a word
certain
right now and give it to you.
Well, you see, yeah.
Okay, I want you to say
certain.
Fluxinosinihilipilification.
What?
I have to see it spelled out. I'm,
okay.
That's
what
a
did
memory.
You?
Fluxinosinihilipilification.
What does that mean?
Oh, well, now I already know how to pronounce it, so...
Okay, wait, say it then.
Defeated the purpose. I don't remember what the word was. But I've heard it, so I can pronounce it. See, certain syllables put together... Well, letters create syllables.
Hold
syllables
on.
Make certain sounds.
Hold on, I got
you put this. Those sounds together, you say the word. Anyway.
I got a list of 13 unusually long English words.
Yeah, here we go.
You doing this? We're doing
number
a segment.
One.
I guess we're doing the segment of the show.
Ken Collins Reed.
Pulchritudinous.
Oh, you gotta do the really long one.
Pulchritude.
Hold on. I wanna see.
Well, pulchritude means beauty, first of all. Yeah, physically beautiful. Boom. That's from the intro to C team. Pulchritude will become the putrid.
Boy.
Pulchritude.
I wanna see if there's a speaking.
The first thing.
Let's get back to the show.
Was.
This is the show.
You're not the host.
Sometimes we have segments. We did a segment where we saw our Sonic personas. Remember that? You weren't there for that.
Of this? Yeah, no, I do remember you talking about that. That wasn't of this show, was it?
That was the show.
Wow.
Okay, I'm looking it up. Okay, there's a speech thing.
Pulchritude.
You said pulchritude?
Yeah.
Hold it up to the mic so we can hear it.
Well,
he got it.
Say it?
He
good
got
job.
It.
Good job.
I knew what the word meant.
I'm proud of you.
But yeah, it was just kind of, there was a whole mess with
everything. What was the first segment again? It was?
The petition video.
Petition. Let's talk about the petition video.
Okay.
Who was involved in that?
That was me. I was in charge.
Okay.
That was your video, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was my video.
That was your baby.
Even though Collins messed it up and gave the credit to Kiefer.
Oof.
Oh, really?
Big.
Yeah.
Big.
He said this is Kiefer's video.
Oh, of course. Well, just because he was like the star.
Also, he called him Kiefer.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I said Kiefer and a bunch of these other people because he's like tied to the prank videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's fine. Didn't. Sometimes I have. Sometimes I have credits on the teleprompter. Sometimes I don't. That time I didn't. So
yeah. I could have put him on there. I didn't know you wanted him. I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't here.
Well, obviously, what we did was we walked around campus.
Yeah, this is a behind-the-scenes show, just in case you didn't know what the post show is.
My goodness. We just, like, made up the petitions on the spot and just ran up and tried to get people to sign them. What you saw on the show was, like, 20% of it, because most of it was, like, people just going, okay, and then they just sign it and walk away.
Yeah, not they weren't reacting.
Yeah,
that one reaction was, no, that was so funny.
I need to watch
that
again.
Little did she know.
It was pretty funny.
She was getting streamed.
Well, but we blurred her face.
Yeah,
she caught you, didn't she?
But you know what?
Yeah.
She caught you and said, like, you better blur.
I even pitched her audio.
You changed the audio, yeah. No, and that's smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, really? She's like, you better blur?
Yeah.
That's part of being on campus.
She just said delete the video, so I was like, I'll just blur you.
I'm like, have you ever been to a sporting event?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
but
you're on camera.
People are always like insane about like being recorded without their rights, but I'm like, anytime you're in public,
but
anyone can record you.
So I actually asked my comm law professor about that sporting event. You are actually waiving your right to privacy
when you buy the ticket.
But when you buy the ticket in the stadium, because it's privately owned building.
Gotcha.
Because
that makes sense.
It is a public university.
Well,
also,
it's public. So when you're on the public streets, you can film people.
Yeah, but
according to Utah rights, I just learned this in law class because we're going to talk about it. When you record somebody, you only need consent from one person. So as long as Kiefer on camera is okay with it, then it's all good.
So you can't just go film random people is what I'm saying. Like
Utah is a one-party
the
state.
Then you're good.
that's a whack law.
Yeah, Utah is a one-party state, so you can do hidden camera, hidden recordings, things like that, and not get in trouble.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's not ethical, like it doesn't look good.
Yeah,
when you do
like
hidden
what you
stuff,
did, it was
but
both ethical and legal, which I applaud you for.
But no, the petition video is really funny. I like I said, I love that reaction. I thought that was so funny.
As soon as I saw it, we were like, we have to put this in the final.
I think if we did have a bar on campus, it would make for really interesting stories.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely would.
And thinking about it reminds me of Disneyland, where for the longest time there was no alcohol at all.
Yeah.
Then there was Club 33, and it was only for, like, paying members of the club to be in the bar.
So it's like exclusive.
And it was an exclusive, thing for just,
like
millionaires
club
and stuff. And now there's just a bar in Galaxy's Edge. And the place hasn't burnt down.
Yet.
Yet.
No, and I don't think
There's a limit, and, like, it's not enough to get drunk. So, like, something like that on campus.
I don't think it would be enough to...
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it would be enough
there
to
wasn't a
cause
limit,
problems.
I think that would be... It wouldn't be overwhelming. Overwhelmingly, I don't think it would have an issue.
Probably not.
There would just be that one guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mean, even if there was a limit, you'd still have that one guy.
Yeah.
Like...
Fair enough.
You're going to have that.
Order a drink for me.
So the next video was... The interview, right? Or Under Pressure?
No, that's in the last.
The comment show.
Was it the comment show next?
The comment show was next.
Yeah.
That was good. Dude,
so
you cut that together really well.
That was my baby.
We should have.
I'm so glad that you kept my face when you started doing the thing. Because as soon as Doug didn't tackle you, I was like, okay, nothing's happening, so I'm just going to make this face.
Yeah.
You put it in the final cut, and I was like, yeah.
The only recommendation, like, I'm going to give recommendations here.
Okay.
And this came from
criticism
that we should have lit our faces as well.
Oh yeah,
we should have had a Dracast or a Kino coming at our face as well during that.
Also, maybe print your comments a little bit.
Yeah, and maybe
that was pretty funny. It wasn't funny. Intentional because I was in a time crunch and the library printer just printed it sideways on a sheet of paper.
Yeah, but. On the flip side of the gimmick of Cameron not being able to read it, it would have been really funny to give him a copy that had the font just massive, like him, to give him a whole packet.
Yeah.
That would have been really funny.
That's
too.
For comment show
two. Like ideally, what happens is that we have comments on every video that we're able to pull from, and then you just bring like your own comments that you want to talk
is
about.
There, is there a system for people commenting on IGTV videos?
IGTV, they just swipe up and comment. I think.
They can.
Okay.
So I think we should take those because I think we're going to get a lot more traffic on IGTV than we will on YouTube.
If we can.
IGTV is like social media is like, I don't know why it's way easier to get your videos out. It's just hard to get like your videos on there.
Mm-hmm. Right. But yeah, that would be really fun too. But yeah, that would have been really funny to have Cameron just walk in with a big packet, and then me and Colin's just like one sheet of paper.
I do take it as a very good compliment when the feedback I get is technical of like light someone.
It's not the actual content.
Yeah, I don't get feedback on the content, but I get feedback on the production. I'm like, yes, my content's good.
Yeah, no, it was just the production, not the content was fine. The content was really funny.
That's more my specialty is coming up with the content, not
technical.
Like whatever, like this thing is.
Yeah, that's called a microphone.
What? It's a mic arm.
What happens if I do this? If we go like, Collins.
Although I like how you toned your voice down as you did that too.
Yeah, whatever.
Because you're a child.
After that was Under Pressure, which you wrote down as titled wrong, the interview, and I got yelled at on camera.
In my defense.
But then you called out Doug on camera.
On the whiteboard, it was titled The Interview.
I called him out.
Because it didn't have a name before we made it.
Right. No, and it was my fault.
Switching up the name of mine. Because the name of mine, of my IGT videos, Finger Warfare.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to switch it.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah.
It
needs a better name.
But I mean, that was a really fun video, too. That was a long day of shooting.
2 days.
His.
Mine was not.
No, yours
fun.
Hasn't come out yet.
Mine was just long.
Under Pressure. Well, what happened, though, is when we filmed Under Pressure, and then we went right into filming yours.
Nickelback.
Oh, was that Nickelback? I thought it was yours.
I wasn't there for Nickelback.
Regardless.
Because I wasn't cast in it.
If we went straight
to I would have. I would have died.
That, regardless, that was a really long day. But that was a really fun shoot. And dude, you did a good job deleting that rapper.
Hmm?
Remember, because you deleted the rapper off of the floor?
Oh, yeah.
You did I was looking at it. I was like, that is really good.
I didn't notice.
Rotoscope?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, it was a static image. So I just
I don't know rotoscope very well. Oh, mask it? Okay.
Rotoscoping is different.
Well, that's the same thing what rotoscope is.
Like how we're getting
rotoscope is just
technical.
Taking a mask and
it's
then
just
you just
a different
move
way
it.
Of doing
Polker
the same thing.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I'm just not good with the tool.
Yeah, no, it was.
I mask better
it
than
looked
rotoscope.
Really. It looked really good.
Rotoscoping is way easier.
And you can mask right in Premiere. You don't have to go to After Effects.
Right. I just like it better in After Effects, though. You can do it better.
You can. I've done it. But it was just really cool. And I liked the music.
Oh yeah,
When they stood up and looked at each other, it was like rock, like hard rock and stuff. I loved it.
How was the music in the comment show?
Quiet. Honestly, I don't remember it.
Because the second it starts, B's like,
I'm directing, and so I can't hear
the
noise.
I was technical directing, so as soon as it came up, the music was really quiet, and so B's like, turn it up.
Yeah,
and I was like, I checked it with their audio, and so
that was
first thing I hear is camera light, hey, and.
It was hard to get.
Fine there.
It was. Yeah. I should have done a better job of normalizing the audio because it was hard to hear the music. But it's there.
Yeah, it's.
It's like
it's quiet.
It's like Matterhorn or something.
The point of the video is us talking. So.
Yeah,
and let's be honest here. This is really the first video you've done, isn't it?
That's just a burn. That's not.
Yeah,
even
weekend
it's not a burn.
Count.
If his first video is just getting critiqued on. The
lighting.
Technical side of things, not the content itself.
Yeah,
that's a win.
Mm-hmm. Weekend at Strahd's is still the king of last semester, views wise.
Other than
not,
Lamb Chop.
What do you ask?
Lamb Chop is
what am I at right now for Weekend at Strahd's?
I bet you I can top it.
Oh,
that sounds
you?
Like a challenge.
Can you?
No, I bet you it's already topped.
What? With what? With something you've made?
Something really easy.
What,
speech
is that?
Showcases.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
that's
right.
It counts. Yeah,
it counts.
We're the second people to show up under the DM's Guild review for the adventure.
That's cool.
So what's the
156.
Ooh, you might have beat me. Check mine. Check speech showcase.
Check.
The speech showcase doesn't count.
Did you create the speech showcase?
Yes.
No, you didn't.
I did it all by myself.
No, you
I was like,
film.
Hey,
did
what
you,
if I
did
just this competition just so I can film things?
Did you speech?
Huh?
Did you speech?
I did not speech. My professor told me
speeched into the headphones.
Very
the headphones.
Apparently, like too loud because people kept on looking at me. Like, I thought I was talking quiet, but I'm a loud person. So
well, that
like,
and
the time that we were filming that, everyone kept looking back when I was like calling stuff.
Well, that's you just pull the mic away from your mouth.
It was a quiet room.
You just like, huh? Just camera one.
Okay, dude, chill.
Camera two.
Wait,
just pull the mic away from your mouth. That's the biggest.
Then I'd speak louder.
But no, what I'm like,
he's boring.
My issue was I was speaking too loud for the audience members in front.
Oh,
they were like, really? I'm like,
I thought
I gotta do my job.
Anyway,
Oreo.
How long is this show supposed to be?
It's usually like 20 minutes. Oreo. The next thing was
the trivia.
The trivia.
Same.
The trivia.
Now we get to talk about the trivia.
The trivia.
The trivia.
The trivia.
The trivia.
Okay, so the trivia was created by Cody Sagers.
Oh, we're not.
It was made probably a little bit at the end of last week.
It was.
He said it took him about 2 hours.
He did. I didn't talk to him.
I don't think
he's gonna call him out.
We're not calling him out. It was a comedy of errors. I don't think you can solely blame one person.
Everything was a comedy of errors.
Yeah. Set up the questions. I'm not calling him out or anything. He set up the questions.
Just when you said the time allotment thing, that just seemed.
We were going to show a video, which was the reason for our confusion, and then it ended up not happening.
So the video didn't pan out, so we put it into the teleprompter instead.
So we cut it, and then Collins did it all live.
Which, you did a good job reading the questions, for sure.
Thank you.
Like, some of those questions I looked at and was just kind of like,
Yeah, he's not going to be able to pronounce that word.
I did say that.
I don't know how to pronounce things.
I was pleased with myself of getting it typed up in the time that we had. Like getting the questions typed up, and Marcus, bless his heart, love Marcus to death. He
bless his heart in the positive way.
Yes, a very positive way.
Thank you. Some of our viewers are from
the South.
Not really. Most of the viewers are from the East.
Yeah. Most of the viewers are from the East. Yeah, East Coast.
Well, let's face it, they're all from Uzbekistan.
But
I said that wrong.
Uzbekistan.
I'm not gonna try.
It's Erikstan, the country that Eric founded.
No.
But he let me borrow his phone.
Or the sovereign state of Jim or whatever it was.
That's what you have for saying. No.
Pakistan?
Uzbekistan. Why was I so?
Uzbekistan.
Why
I mean Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
This is why I don't say jokes. My jokes don't pan out.
Yemen?
Yemen, yes.
Yemen, yeah. We've got viewers in Yemen.
We do?
Yeah.
No, man. Just the East Coast.
Oh.
Of Yemen. No, of the U.S.
But he let me borrow his phone because he had the video there
to
type all the questions into the teleprompter. Wow, that was hard. It's been a day, guys. It's been a day. But I think we're good.
Class? I've got class at 5:30.
I think we're good. We good?
Oh,
we good.
Anything else
we're
good.
We
want to
talk about?
Well,
we have the intro and outro. Those are new.
Intro and
outro. Yeah,
those were really good. You guys really suck at high fives, don't you?
Like doing the regular, so
I don't
is,
do regular high fives
because
I'm not a regular
person. It was really good.
That
we had
time really
lapse
good.
By Robert Cody Sagers.
No.
Nope.
That was all me.
Oh, when, the time lapse was you?
Yeah. When? Was, I made that handmade.
What were we were
he
up
was
here.
Making different time lapses. He was doing it for the countdown video.
What were we up here doing that day?
His short film.
His?
No. His short film.
My
his.
Short film.
His short film, yes.
Ow.
We were? No, we weren't.
Friday?
Codename Pew Pew.
When you guys filmed the...
That's the
we
that's
did it two Fridays.
Film.
So we did
oh, okay.
Give me my water back.
So,
I'm thirsty.
Part of it, we were watching... we watched the whole... We were watching something.
Lizzie McGuire.
Oh.
No.
That's just spoiler. That's not a spoiler. That episode of the podcast is already
out. I swear there was one before
about.
That.
We haven't
though.
Talked about Lizzie McGuire yet.
We talked about seeing it.
We talked about seeing it.
We talked about watching
it.
We haven't given the
review. Oh my gosh, the wheel for the one after.
Don't say anything, but...
It's one we've done before.
No
I'll
way,
tell you that.
Really?
Marvel, yes.
No.
Dang it.
Disney
Plus.
No.
Shoot.
Yes.
Disney Plus Originals?
No.
It's all Disney Plus.
Stop guessing.
Yeah.
We don't have that many wheels. We can't go through them all.
It's the mega wheel. I'll just say that.
Yes. Okay. But anyway,
sure, okay.
I think...
Someone asked. Yes, someone asked.
I think it's time
for
to...
the mega
you're
wheel
not the
to
host.
Come back.
I know.
Like
I'm not the host, but I'm trying to be the host.
Oh, okay. So it's just...
The one that gave us Bob's Got It with the Vampire and Tom and Huck, the original ones.
All right, we're going to...
We are going to close the show. Thank you so much for listening. If you like the show, then you can email us at Studio 76.
Dude, don't start it if you don't know the email. WSUStudio76 at Gmail.
There's an email for the post show.
You made one for the post show specifically?
Yeah, because I've got a thing for the post show.
We know you do.
It's an Anchor account, and you have to have an email for
it's
that.
It's going to be in the comments.
Yeah, can we go?
Play on words. Yeah, we can go.
Final words. Bye.
No, that's
I really liked the first episode of Clone Wars Season 7.
We didn't do that last time.
Yeah, we did. Oh, words? No. We haven't done it in a while.
Oh, man. We got to do it.
What did you think about Clone Wars Season 7?
What?
What did you think about Clone Wars Season 7?
Bye, guys.
Pretty good. You should come to the watch parties on Fridays.
These boys are just leaving.
I always fade out as talking with the music so you can talk. But no, yeah, okay. On Fridays we're doing.
I like banana pancakes.
On Fridays we're doing a watch party for Clone Wars.
Doug needs some food.